feeling low, which way to go now? It's a freak show down in the city. Broken dreams and desperate screams. The switchblade gleams down in the city. Empty cans, forgotten plans. Begging hands down in the city. Little strewn, a broken tune. And come soon down in the city. Down, yeah, down, down. City. Nothing's new, the mood is blue now. What's the truth down in the city? The streets are going really yellow, no. The heart is cold down in the city. Watch your back, never slack. The soul is black down in the city. Look around at every sound. Compassion has drowned down in the city. Down, yeah, down. Down, down in the city, down, yeah, down, down, way down in the city.
Here we go. Incendiary Radio, another week here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Thanks to John, man. I was on his program the other day. I called in. This was right after Trump had his little Ypsilanti, Michigan rally with all the auto workers and the people hanging by a thread up there in the Detroit area, man, where, you know, and John has a history up there. And let me just say it was an interesting conversation. And, you know, let me just say this. Trump and these – in this kind of cabal that is up there with him right now. And I've got a, I mean, here's the thing. I just got off work at 8:30. It's 10. I got home about 9:30. So I had a half an hour to scramble. I usually take this day off work. I didn't get it type thing. And so I've got, you know, like a Rain Man, retarded savant, 3 pages of notes. I got 4 books open in front of me. The phone lines are going to be open tonight. You know, I take calls here and there. You guys know that I probably get to about 40% of the research in a 3-hour show once a week. And so don't get pissed at me because I'm one of the few hosts that don't beg for phone calls. But tonight, wide open phones, and I'll probably not even going to get to the notes that I've got, but I got through a lot of material today, and I just was scribbling, and you know, and I realized that sometimes when I'm on a rant like last week, I say we'll cover this when we come back from the break, and I don't, and so I started scribbling notes today, and but let's open the phones, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, and let's keep it to this sort of stuff. What you're seeing right now, what's coming at us, reset to the economy, North Korea, Russia, Syria, Yemen, the left, the demon-possessed left, coming out of the woodwork as just that, this Trump derangement syndrome, as Watson over at InfoWars kind of named it. It really is. There's some sort of a spiritual, almost a MK Ultra, demonic, under the surface, almost a DARPA level mind control system here with these poor, like, retard level, zero discernment people that we see out here. It's very alarming, and they're willing to do violence with anybody they disagree with. It's like the incomplete First Amendment vision of the founders type. You know, we can agree to disagree, or we might disagree, but I'll fight to the death for your right to disagree with me or your right to free speech. This stuff has been jettisoned. We've been completely thrown into a new paradigm. We are in uncharted territory. And there is a difference now between the left and the right paradigm. Okay, not at the Washington, D.C. level, not with Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer these people on both sides of the fake system up top, but there is a real difference at the street level between people that supported Donald Trump. Most of these people don't even have a clue about Trump's connections to Cosa Nostra, his couple years at Fordham University run by the Jesuits up in the Bronx, and so forth and so on. None of these people even know any of this. But there is this kind of cultural download of apple pie, baseball, just common like family events, Thanksgiving and Christmas and July 4th, and to where there's this whole clique of people that live within the boundaries of this country now that are actively trying to overthrow every aspect of our traditions, our basics that kind of throw us together as a society, and it's across all kind of ethnic spectrums, but you can see it really coming from academia, of course, the music industry, Hollywood sitcoms, in this kind of nexus here, and of course the fake news like MSNBC, partially Fox News, guys like Shepard Smith, and then CNN, the worst of the worst. I mean, MSNBC, straight-up communism. CNN tries to play middle of the road while they push communism down your throat. Fox News gives you kind of light corporatism with a socialist overlay when it comes to medicine and healthcare. It's really crazy, but anybody wants to call in tonight, do so. But here's one thing I didn't get to last week. And I've got Tex Mars's book, The Destroyer, Antichrist at Hand. And I've got Protocol number 15 I'm going to get to tonight. But let's talk about this figure in kind of Christian theology, whether it be Catholic, Protestant, Seventh-day Adventist, the entire kind of spectrum of Christian thought about who the Antichrist is. And I just made some notes tonight. But let's talk about this. Okay, so the big one is the papacy. Okay, Martin Luther, the Seventh-day Adventists, some of the real like heavyweights in the Protestant sector. And what's so interesting is Protocol 15, which I'm going to read in a little bit, covers this. But basically, they decided that the person and the office itself, not necessarily the person, the individual, but the individual at any one time, the papacy is the force of Antichrist. The great whore is Rome. The Roman Empire transformed into the Roman Catholic Church, and this is the great whore, okay? And then there's another layer here that the Pope actually is the false prophet, and so then there's another figure that's going to be here called the Antichrist. And so there's many layers here into Protestant thought and Christian Zionist thought about this vision of the Antichrist. And let's take another one. A European Union, Roman Empire political figure in the tradition of King Juan Carlos of Spain. All right, he's a Catholic monarch. Spain, one of the more stronger Catholic countries in the European sector. I've got a book called The Antichrist King, Juan Carlos, with a question mark. And then you get into the Habsburgs and some of the Germanic, let's just say, aristocracy, and people have thought that an Antichrist figure is going to spring from these sectors. Okay, here's another one, Prince William. You can find whole sectors of Christian theology that Prince William is the Antichrist. Ring of Power 2, they kind of really throw this at you, these documentaries on YouTube you can watch for free. And there's some really good stuff in there, even if you don't agree with their synopsis that Prince William's the Antichrist. It's still fascinating to watch those two documentaries. It's probably about a good 7 hours if you want to watch them, Ring of Power and Ring of Power 2. the evil King Zion. But so that's a whole nother one. And then there's a whole nother sector within here that say basically Prince William, his DNA was actually taking it off the Shroud of Turin. Okay. That's being held by the Catholic Church, Turin, Italy, and they bring out the shroud every so many years and they show it to the public. They've done all the DNA testing. And this is supposedly the blood of the Lord himself, okay? The burial shroud of the King himself, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so there's this whole sector here that thinks that the British monarchy actually took this blood and they mixed it with basically Princess Diana Spencer and brought forth Prince William. And he's actually of the bloodline drawn off the Shroud of Turin. And so he's the Antichrist King. I mean, this is some wild stuff when you dig into it. Now, Tex Mars, who I just finished, and I talked about this in the last couple of weeks, the destroyer, the Antichrist, is at hand. Now, let me give you Tex's version here. And this is not the real, like, usual Protestant, let's say, ideology. Now, Brother Nathaniel, who claims to be in Russian Orthodox, he says that basically the Russian Orthodox Church is actually their belief that the Antichrist will be Jewish. And it'll be this Moshiach figure of these people that call themselves Jews, and he's going to be some great war leader. And I'm sure Netanyahu has had Moshiach fantasies because he's been in office for quite a while. But anyway, here's Tex Mars, and this is off page 25 of The Destroyer. Number one, the Antichrist will be a Jew and his religion, a form of Kabbalistic Judaism. He will rise up, seize power, and reign from his unholy capital city, Jerusalem. He will be powered by the great red dragon, the serpent known as the devil or Satan. His mark is the witch's hexagram, the ancient six-pointed star of Jewry. Okay, they call this the Star of David. Some call it the Seal of Solomon, the hex, the six-pointed star. His number 666 will be revered and cherished by the Jews as a holy number with messianic potential. And you can get into some of these more Kabbalistic side of the house rabbis that really like the number 666. And let me just say this, to be honest, many Muslim scholars and so forth and so on really say that 666 is a Quranic holy number as well. And so we see this nexus between Judaism and Islam where 666, and when you do the calculations and so forth, people come up with all kinds of different, you know, numbers, the number 18, which adds up to the number 9, and all kinds of interesting things. But anyway, but this is really where Tex Mars is going with it. And he says the seven-hilled city is not Rome. He says in this book that it's Jerusalem. You know, there's many cities around the planet that are the city on seven hills, okay? So Mars totally takes Rome out of the equation as a Protestant, as a relatively Baptist guy, and he says it's Jerusalem, okay? Now, there's going to be all kinds of people like in the Eric John Phelps sector and the Greg Szymanskis and these people that really dig into the Vatican side of the house as the wellspring of all evil. They're going to say Tex Mars is basically a Jesuit coadjutor and all of that stuff. I love Tex Mars, and I've been reading this guy's stuff since I was about 23, and I'm, you know, that was like 23 years ago, and so I've been on his mailing list since way back in the 90s, man, when the internet first came on the scene. But anyway, so I wanted to put this out here: a Jew will rule the world, okay? And this is like the rabbis and the Kabbalistic sort of, interpretation. Now, let's get into this. The Islamic Antichrist. Now, Joel Richardson, who's Jewish, he wrote a book called Islamic Antichrist. And he also wrote a book that a Jew will rule the world. And so he's like one of these kind of messianic Jewish kind of Christian Zionist people that's out here on WorldNet Daily, and you can see him on Skywatch TV. and some of these other outlets where basically they're trying to – and Waleed Shoebot's another one. He's a guy, a Palestinian. He claims to be a former terrorist, and I read his site, and there's always some interesting stuff on there. But basically – these guys are kind of in agreement that the Antichrist is going to be an Islamic Antichrist, some sort of Mahdi figure, okay? The Imam Mahdi, the 12th Imam if you're a Sufi, the Imam Mahdi if you're a Sunni. Interesting kind of angle, and I've read into the Islamic Antichrist angle, and a lot of, let's just say, seedy types in the Jewish establishment push that angle to try to deflect any kind of critical eye towards what's going on in the organized, almost like criminal elements within the Jewish sector. And you can see how all these people like to, they try to basically protect their own ideology by posturing themselves against somebody else. And see, I'm trying to be this honest broker here who was raised by an Italian mother in the Vatican II Church, but I'm very critical of the corrupt elements in Rome, but at the same time, I'm very critical of the corrupt elements in Jerusalem, the City of London, the District of Criminals here in our country. And I try to take a look at it and back my own kind of preconceived notions out of this and take a look at it because – you know, Bible prophecy, eschatology, and all these things have always interested me ever since I was a young boy. I've said this on air before. I used to sit and read the book of Revelation as a kid. Like, I don't even know how old I was when I started getting into Revelation and Daniel and Ezekiel and Isaiah and all these other books. Because there is really not another book that you can dig into that is really gives you this kind of end times vision the way the Bible does. And I know some of the people in some of the Hindu kind of sectors will tell you that theirs do so as well. And I, you know, I've got a copy of the Bhagavad Gita on my nightstand and I dig into from time to time, but the Quran really doesn't give it to you. Some of the hadiths will give you some prophecies, but they're really kind of, you know, discombobulated. The Bible and you know, all the kind of futuristic events and so forth and so on has always interested me ever since I was a kid. Let's see here. The Antichrist would be a figure like Obama. Okay, moving on to the next figure. The guys like some sort of an American leader, okay? A Trump, Obama, you know, George W. Bush. This is another one that the leader of the most powerful country in the world. Remember when the Omen series with Damien Thorne, okay? He's getting up there to become the president. You see, this is another angle. Let's see. The Black Pope, a Jesuit general, ruling from behind the scenes, an Antichrist figure. Let's see, the New Age, Maitreya, okay? Benjamin Cream and all these characters, Maurice Strong types out of the UN. When you're researching Antichrist and all these circles, you'll run into kind of the New Age guru type, the Maitreya, who's like this avatar, okay? He's going to be the guy that goes to the United Nations prayer room, and he's going to be the guy that has the answers to everything. So it's going to be more of a New Agey Eastern mysticism type. Now, here's another one what most people haven't been exposed to, and I got this book called The Ram and the He-Goat, and this is in a package of books I got from Tom Horn. And I'll cover this on the other side, the Kurdish angle of the Antichrist. See you guys on the other side.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you want to go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back. Sanieri Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to support the network, folks. Nobody here gets paid, and I don't get paid, and I just had to use some personal time to even get here on the air because I was just at work. And so, but I don't want nothing from anybody. I just want people to listen. I want people to be edified by the broadcast, and I'm not trying to make a living here. What I'm trying to do is just spread ideas. I know we got a couple of callers waiting. Hold tight. This is a very short segment, so you won't even get any justice. So wait a minute. Let me finish this whole Antichrist thing. Ram and the He-Goat, a book I got. And basically, this book really paints an interesting picture about this figure coming out of the Kurdish areas. And, you know, it's so fascinating to watch the Erdogan stuff and the I've got so many notes here, but this guy telling Turks have five babies and all this crap when they're living in European lands. And I'm going to cover some of this, but this guy with the whole fake coup, and this guy looks to be a real slime ball. And this Neo-Ottoman kind of system this guy, you know, he's a dangerous individual, and some people want to paint him as, oh, he's just caught in the middle of this NATO, Saudi, Israeli thing, and he's right in the middle of it all. The Saudis, the Turks, and the Jewish mob in Israel, you know, you get into the crypto-Judaic nature of the Saudis, and you get into the Donma crypto-Judaic nature of the Turks, and you see how this nexus is really here. Kemal Ataturk and all that garbage, the Armenian genocide, really weird stuff. But so The Ram and the He-Goat, a book that I have, and I don't have it with me, or I would tell you the author, but that really paints the angle of a Kurdish figure rising in this area, okay? And then let's just say this. I've seen all these other books that I've read, because I've been reading books on this Antichrist figure for a couple decades now. And then a bunch of them are trying to say the system itself, this kind of global one-world system, is the Antichrist, and it's not an individual. They want to look at it more as the system, blah blah blah. And I lean towards a figure personally in my own theological construct, because I look at the person of the Lord Jesus Christ as a Messiah figure. So I look at a pseudo fake Messiah figure personally as one that is going to draw the worship of a good portion of the world, much like they tried to do with Obama, with all the little halos behind him. And we saw the messianic buildup of this punk, Obama, and it's just so satisfying to see him brought low, that he's finally realizing, no, you did 8 years in the White House, punk, but you're still not the chosen one of the devil. You're just some rabble piece of garbage that was raised by your commie mommy and the CIA, son of Frank Marshall Davis, most likely. You know, you're just a communist piece of filth, and you're nothing special, and you're not the evil Messiah that you probably thought you were. And that's satisfaction enough for me, for this guy to realize that, you know what, they built me up to be the guy, and I'm not the guy. And so that's like a little personal, like I kind of get satisfied when these guys, and you see these figures throughout history, because of the Christian theology has penetrated so big of a part of the globe that these strong men that rise, they all get that complex. Am I that one? Am I the Antichrist that the Bible talks of? And then they try to bring it forth. They try to manifest it in their regime, and then they always end up getting squat, and then they end up getting crapped on. And it's just great to see it, because it really, I love to see these egos get crushed. And so we'll see you guys on the other side. We'll take the call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Incendiary Radio, Republic Broadcasting, Sunday night, three-hour show. We got some callers backing up. Mr. Producer, let's take Mr. Rick in Arizona. Greetings, Rick.
All right. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, hi, man.
I know that Antichrist is a threat, but is anybody on this network going to talk about Trump being the fraud that he is?
Well, I mean... You know, I have a balanced view right now at this point of Trump.
What's the balance? Out what he said on the campaign and what's going on now. How does that balance?
Well, have you seen the budget trying to cut like NPR and all this other stuff?
Dude, that budget is a fake budget. When it comes back, you're still going to have NPR getting their money. Watch what happens. It's all going to be in the budget.
You got to realize. I part of me really thinks that you're right, but at the same time, we're what, about 2 months into this thing, and for us to just trash Trump the way we've trashed Bush, Clinton, Obama, I think that's being presumptuous. Just because of the way the entire world government kind of apparatchik system has attacked this guy, there has to be something there for them to go on the attack this way. If he was just another kosher, completely kosher Republican, and I know he's got kosher all up and down his family. I know he's got kosher Nostra connections with his life over the last 40, 50 years in New York City. But there's something there that has caused this triggering of both the Republican neocon establishment, the Bolshevik left, the Chinese, a good swath of the Israelis. There's something there that these people hate. And I think it's basically this. Trump is trying to make a deal with the gangsters that run the world system in order to save some part of this great country called the United States of America. And I know we've done a lot of bad, and a lot of our troops, like me, got suckered into questionable and evil conflicts. But I think there's something about Trump that is old school. He's 70 years old. He saw the good America just like I saw it. I'm only past my mid-40s. And I think that there's just something there about this guy that's trying to save some aspect of it that they want to crush him. And so I'm not ready to completely throw him under the bus. And so
They're doing a good job of making him look like the underdog, and that's very clever propaganda. You know, I'm just saying that I think that the guy really, I mean, okay, we'll just give you what give him what you say. But look, there's no Republicans coming out of New York City, okay? Never have. You know, one thing that could be going on right now is Obamacare. You know, Ted Cruz said it today on TV. He says, we're going to get tarred and feathered if this thing turns out to be a disaster, and it very well could be. There's no such thing as premiums coming down. So we'll see what the Republicans look like a year from now.
Yeah, this Ryan Care thing's really ugly, but here's some things.
We're already calling it Ryan Care. It's not Ryan Care. Trump came in and he wants to change it, but he's going to let all his buddies that own the insurance companies work cross state lines and sell insurance. That's what it's about, okay? The mafia owns the insurance industry. They've taken it over in the last 15 years, and that's who he's working for, okay?
Okay, but here's the thing. I totally get where you're coming from. Here's the thing. We didn't have an alternative. We had Trump and we had Hillary, and unfortunately, look at Yemen and Syria right now. I'm not happy with what's happening there. I wish
it's the same thing.
Well, can I finish my point here before you jump in? I'm trying to flesh out this "Make America Great Again" and then greater Israel. I think that there's a deal here, basically, to let the United States have a nationalist resurgence. Okay, to the point where we can get behind a militaristic leader. And I don't know how often you listen to my show, but I've already said this numerous times on numerous platforms, on other interviews, that I've said, look, if they want to take us to war, Trump's going to be the guy. I'm not some Trump sycophant, but the thing is, you got to realize a guy like Trump is not dumb either. And I don't like the point that people are trying to play him as completely dumb. And John F. Kennedy, looking at his father and where the mafia connections here, and let's just say the assassination kind of predictive programming we're seeing with Trump, that we never saw with Obama. I just think that there's some aspect of Trump that this system really is repulsed by, and I've read various things about him that basically I think they know that they probably got him in the bag for a good percentage of things, but I think that let's just say he makes a certain portion of these people uneasy just because it was just like if you or I got put up there, when you're not 100% like in the tank, I think that you make these people that really run things uneasy. Now, Trump could be 99.9% in the tank. I don't know, and you don't know. We're just people that listen to RBN, and we try to pay attention to as much as we can. But there's enough about this guy that has got people on the ropes to where you've never seen this in any of our lifetimes, this ratcheting up. I mean, people putting rap videos out about killing this guy. I mean, this is uncharted territory. And if you're not willing to kind of recognize that, then – you know, you got to have some hope in God Himself that runs this planet. And you read these stories about figures in the past where, this guy could be the worst dirtbag ever. But if God puts His hand on this dirtbag, guess what? He's going to use him for things that you have no clue about, and I don't have any clue about. And the spiritual longing of our people, all of our people across Western Europe and Canada and the United States, I don't underestimate the power of the spiritual world. And so Trump is a flawed figure. Yeah, he's been in this dirty business of casinos and everything else. But you know what? Just put it this way: if God does what he wants with his universe, and so that's all I'm going to say. He uses unclean and broken vessels to do things. And let's just say this: I'm glad he's there right now instead of the alternative.
Okay, just one more comment, and I'll get off the line. I think the problem is Americans are just too easily duped. Good night now.
All right, bye. All right, let's take Jeff in Idaho. Greetings, Jeff. Very smart guy, Jeff. Go ahead.
Hey, Robert. If you get a chance,
Jeff, hold on. Let's address the last caller between you and I. And you know things about Trump that the last caller has no idea about. So why don't you, as a guy that knows about Trump's family, the Tesla stuff, and all that, why don't you give this guy that just hung up some insight about Trump that he might not know?
Well, I'm really not that sort of expert from that standpoint, but his uncle basically was the guy that looked through Tesla's papers, and there's 46 rail cars of paper that have been hidden at Sandia National Labs. You know, supposedly Tesla's body's still on ice. If they can ever basically do like the Egyptian, Book of the Dead, reviving, like with monoatomic salts, how they're what another guy on another network, Tony Patch, is talking about. With the stuff with CERN, but
Anthony Patch,
right.
Yeah.
In general, the scenario is this: is that Clint's work, I think, is very good to answer your question who the Antichrist is. If you go, if you get a chance and you download it, strawmanstory.info version 3 from December 19, 2016, and you look on page 292, it explains essentially what the Strong's Concordance. And Thayer's Greek lexicon really agree. And essentially what it is it's naming something and taking it from the verb status to the noun status. And once you've named something, you own it, all right? And there's quotes on page 92 from Luke 2.1 in the King James Version, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the world should be taxed. And then and all went to be taxed.
Boil it down for us, Jeff.
This is essentially about municipal law, and essentially the Clergé plan, and the refugee program is based on the World Bank Accenture program. And I'll just read you one thing real quick here and explain it all. In a new report issued on the collaboration with Accenture, the World Bank is calling on governments to work together to implement standardized, cost-effective identification management solution. A report. Synopsis notes about 1.8 billion adults around the world currently lack any kind of official documentation, meaning reg from Caesar, okay? And that could exclude those individuals from access to essential services and can also cause serious difficulties when it comes to trans-border identifications. The biometric ID cards are important for helping to ensure the refugees, remember that word, can have access to services and from keeping track of refugee populations. Moreover, the nature of the deployments has required an economically feasible solution and has demonstrated the reliable biometric ID cards can affordably be used on a large scale, it offers hope for the UN Sustainable Development Goals of getting legal ID into the hands of everyone in the world by year 2030 with the Identification for Development Initiative, ID 40. Okay, and this is essentially, Accenture was essentially the Arthur Anderson guys that did.
Yeah, I covered this with Spiro probably a year ago, the Accenture Corporation and biometrics and the rest of it.
Right. So what we're talking about here is that Dr. Parker explained Trump is trying to fight 150 million influx of refugees that the UN is trying to dump on America right now. Okay? That's essentially why he's had these two fights against this stuff. And he mentioned that today, and his analysis is of the word 666 is artificial person, you know. And it has to do more with a lot of different things. But those are kind of like the real items that you should look at in this attack. So essentially, Albert Pike's World War III is going on with 9/11 since Moscow went down, you know, at the end of the Cold War. They didn't anticipate that Putin would come in and resurrect Russia. Now, Trump is exactly in the same scenario right now where he has the potential of resurrecting what these Bolsheviks have done to America over the past 100 years. And he's just dangerous enough to maybe do what Putin did. And this is why.
Yeah, and this is the point, Jeff, where I'm just making. It's like, look, we're barely even scratched the surface of what this guy's got going on. But he's triggered basically every kind of weapon system that can be thrown against him. He's triggered it to be thrown against him. And so George W. Bush never did that. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, there's something different about Donald Trump to where, and some people want to say it's just theatrics. This is just a psyop to make it look like Trump's a hero when he's really a villain. And I'm just not willing to jump on that train just yet. Go ahead.
Let me give these two things and I'll get off. I want to read you something from Anna from March 17th. Okay. It says, moreover, these courts are being run as quasi-military tribunals in the military districts under the pretense of American Civil War was ever an actual war. It wasn't. It never was declared by an actual act of Congress. No peace treaty ended it either. And it was nothing but an illegal commercial mercenary operation on our shores and has been enforced and promoted by disloyal military commanders and criminals in Congress and clueless presidents. So given the facts that the courts are foreign military tribunals here on our soil, and as a result, an illegal and immoral commercial mercenary action for the past 150 years, and that they are collecting our debts that are odious and fraudulent by nature, and given the fact that Donald Trump is now commander-in-chief and able to order the district commanders to shut these so-called courts down and reopen courts we are owed. Okay, so what's going on is everyone has now figured out that the Vatican gets a 10% cut of the court fees, okay, and this has essentially been borne out by Tom Lacovara Stewart being in prison the way he is, and the people on RBN trying to basically show how the Vatican is behind the court system. And then the Queen of England basically gets a 5% cut because essentially the bar attorneys are from the 1947 bar treaty are operating as foreign agents, operating as undisclosed foreign agents on our soil. Okay.
Yeah, British. So
those are the main items.
Yeah.
Right, that's what we're fighting right now. So the court system is the fifth column in America right now. And that's essentially what has to be addressed for us to save what's left of America.
Yeah, and you know, my producer sent over a couple minutes ago, the Republicans are crap anyway. Well, who are the ones that are basically fighting the Republican president even just as hard?
The Bolsheviks are fighting against Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Republicans are just as full of Bolsheviks as the Democrats are. And people just don't want to. Yeah.
Right. For those guys out there, go to Amazon. If you got Kindle Unlimited, read all of M.S. King's books. And Rentz does a foreword of Planet Rothschild's Part 1 and 2 for M.S. King. And he's at tomatobubble.com is his website.
Yeah. I got his site pulled up now. All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your calling. Yeah, thank you. Look. And we're coming up on a break in a minute, and Frank from North Carolina, hang on, the legendary Frank. You got – and I'm going to play this when we come back from the break. You've got John McCain calling another senator of his own party an agent of Vladimir Putin. there's a war going on, and it's not all theatrics, I don't think. Okay, I at first when I saw this going down, and I've been on other people's programs, I was like, look, this is all BS, this is all bogus. And there's bad things coming out. Trump's trying to throw people, you know, nuggets and treats out here to basically have them back off. And I think that's the wrong strategy. I personally think Trump should just go for the jugular of the Bolshevik left that's been destroying this country, and the neoconservative people on the right that they're actually, you know, Trotskyite Bolshevik types themselves. The Bill Kristols and the entire PNAC gang. But you got to realize, this is not checker. These guys are playing deep, deep hardball. See you guys on the other side of the break.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Anybody up there? You take us burn.
Alright, here we go. Sorry about that, folks. My computer is locking up as usual. Right when I go on the air, dumb things happen. I got a couple of callers left, but we got just a couple minutes before the next break hits. So hang tight. I don't want to rip you guys off of time. So, Mr. Producer, hit clip four.
Well, for some U.S. politicians, the perceived threat from Russia is so serious that they believe anyone who makes unconventional decisions must be taking orders from the Kremlin. Senator John McCain accused his fellow congressman Rand Paul of working for Vladimir Putin after he objected to a treaty on Montenegro joining NATO. When later commenting on the accusation, Senator Paul also didn't mince his words.
The senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin.
Well, you know, I think he makes a really, really strong case, you know, for term limits. I think maybe he's past his prime. I think maybe he's gotten a little bit unhinged.
If they object, they are now carrying out the desires and ambitions of Vladimir Putin, and I do not say that lightly.
Welcome to Meet the Press.
Uh-huh. Thank you for that.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, yep. Mr. Producer. You know, I've been watching the Senate for a long time, and you just don't see things like this. There's something that's happened in the zeitgeist, or whatever you want to call this. There's just like Rand Paul said, there's an unhinging that has happened with this controlled, sick, fake right, which is McCain, Graham, McConnell, Bill Kristol, all these conspirators and the leftists, they're all in cahoots with each other. And I almost want to say it's like it's something spiritual and demonic. It's like the Bible talks about in the end times, there'll be a strong delusion where all these people are going to get caught up in some sort of a mind control system. It's mass psychosis, Trump derangement syndrome. It's like a DARPA-level cell phone tower, weird mind control thing, and it's freaky. And it's controlling a large portion of our of our country. And you know, I just don't want to become somebody that's so, let's just say, jaded to the point where I want to take the supernatural out of the equation, and I think everything's hopeless and blah, 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 and everything's fake and everything's trash, and that the God that created this universe and all of us doesn't have a hand in it anymore. And don't ever become that. You know, I was becoming that way a while back where just like nothing's real, it's all trash. But, you know, over the last things that have happened in my life and in what I'm watching, don't count, you know, the creator out of this thing. He'll do what he wants. This is his universe. It's not yours. And it's not mine.
End Time is Not What You Thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.